Acquisition number 12320, real one.
Mr. Pratt, real one. Can you tell me, first of all, your date of birth, please?
Yes. 12th of September, 1899.
So that makes you 92.
That's correct.
Where were you born?
Brixton.
And what did your father do for a living?
He was a grocer.
Did he have his own shop?
Eventually, in 1909, at Watford.
So, did you grow up in Watford?
Well, yes, I went there when I was nine. See, 1909.
And you went to school there?
Pardon?
Did you go to school there?
I went to school there, yes.
How old were you when you left school?
I left school was 16.
That was in 1915?
That's right.
Do you remember the start of the First World War?
Well, yes,
What do you remember about the start of it?
I'm just trying to think.
Were people enthusiastic?
Well, the first thing was that everybody went mad buying food, and I was recruited by my father to work in his shop to get. You know, everybody went mad for about a fortnight, you know. And we went down to Stroud in Gloucestershire then, I did with my mother. And that's where the war started. That's where I was. Just for a short holiday.
Did you follow the war very closely?
Follow the war?
When you were a boy?
Oh dear.
Did you read the papers about it? Did you really know what was going on?
Well, I'm trying to recollect how I felt. I must have known what was going on. I tell you a thing I do remember. I went to a school at Watford. And while we were there when the war was on, Graham White, an airman, do you remember, heard of him? He flew a plane trying to interest the populace in general about planes. And he had a plane with Wake Up England written on it, and it came down in a recreation ground, or I don't know what I should call it. And we all rushed over there to see it, and I wrote my name on the plane somewhere. That's what I remember. He was Graham White was a very prominent keen airman. That's it. That's the thing I remember quite well. And I also remember later on, the war started. The first Zeppelin came down near Watford. And I suppose you'd know that, wouldn't you, where that word Barnet or somewhere like that. That caused a great hiatus. And that was it.
Did you see it come down?
No, I can't say that I did, no. No. I can't really say that I did, no. But it came down, it was sort of over there, you know. It was some distance away, about 7 miles, I suppose.
Were you ever bombed?
As an individual, do you mean?
Yes.
I was in the Home Guard.
No, in the First World.
Oh wait a minute. In the First? No, not in the First World, no. No.
You were talking about the food, the people rushing to buy food. Do you remember food shortages in the First World War?
I don't really remember shortages in the First World War.
So your father didn't run short of food in his shop?
No, and he didn't. No, he didn't. No.
Do you remember anything about people giving white feathers in the First World War to people who hadn't joined up?
Well, I knew of it, but I can't remember. I can't remember seeing anybody do it, but it was done, of course.
Can you tell me how you came to join the army yourself?
Yes. Well, I was keen on it. I was keen on the war. And I was in a bank. And that's where I got to learn about the LRB. And that was a regiment I wanted to get into. And, of course, when I was of age to go in, conscription was talked about being started, but it hadn't quite started. So I thought the thing is to get in quick, so I got in. Well, I was barely 18, I don't think that's when I got in. I got in as a volunteer.
This was in 1917.
That's right.
Which bank were you in?
Midland.
Was that at Watford or in?
Yes, at Oxley. Bushy and Oxley branch. There were only two on the staff there.
Was it easy to get into the LRB?
I got in the LRB, yes.
But was it easy to get in?
Oh dear. I can't answer that really. I don't remember any difficulty at all.
Did you have to have a recommendation?
I'd have a reference from my manager.
You were telling me earlier that you had to pay to be in it.
Yes, I don't know how much it was, but I had to pay. It was a sub, I think. So much a month or a year or something like that.
But you got paid yourself.
Pardon?
Did you get paid yourself?
Sorry, did I what?
You got paid yourself, did you?
I paid. I don't know who paid. My mother would have done that, I suppose. Or not. But it was a recognised thing. It was a subscription.
Whereabouts were you trained?
I was trained at Deep Cut Camp. Deep Cut. It's in Hampshire. Do you know it at all?
I've heard of it, yes.
Oh, well, I'll try and remember where the...
Was it Aldershot?
Yes, it's in the Aldershot Command. Oh, yeah. It's not far from Aldershot. Frimley, places like that. Not far from Frimley.
What was the training like?
Pretty good. We did it. We were trained in an all infantry drill and passed off as trained on the square. You know.
How were you treated in the training?
Well, it was good. We were taught to. I always say I was taught to march properly. I mean, when we were doing the training, we used to have a route march every week. And each week, we put another piece of equipment on till you got the full equipment and you could march and march well. It was very, very good, I thought.
So
and I did find that when I got into other regiments or whatever, I often used to help chaps carry their equipment. They weren't trained properly. That's all.
How long did the basic training take?
I do know. A matter of months, I think. I don't know how many months.
Then where did you go?
I
did you join a battalion?
No, what happened was, after we got our training, they asked us to volunteer to go into a new lot called the Machine Gun Corps. They hadn't got any machine gun anymore. And they asked for volunteers. Nobody volunteers. So they said they were sorry. We'd have to go by huts. You know, hut. And that's how I went with so many of the huts. And I went in that lot. And I got a photograph of that at home.
Where did you have to go to join the machine gun corps?
Clipston. Clipston, near Mansfield, you know, in Nottingham.
You've written down here that this was in April 1918.
That's right. Have I just told you that, or did you tell me?
No, you've written it down on the sheet here.
Ah, yeah. Have I?
And what happened to you at Clipston?
We were trained on a Vickers gun very intensively, you know, the whole time. That's all. Just trained to strip it and fire it, and we were sent abroad. Sent to France straight away when we were trained.
What was the Vickers gun like to handle?
Marvellous. Do you mean work? How did it work? Do you mean it was first class? We found it.
And what job did you do on the machine gun?
I was never higher than number two. Number one was usually a lance corporal or something. And I used to go to number two. Of course, the numbers on the gun, I don't know how many a team was, but anything up to about nine, you know, there were a team of nine, that was one, two, and the rest. But you've never got the numbers. It used to be five, four, six, odd. That's what it was. But the odd one and two had got their jobs. One got the tripod, number two carried the gun, and all the rest of us carried ammunition. In ammunition box, in belts, you know. But we carried that to carry those. When we went into action, that's how we went in.
Did you get many stoppages on the Vickers gun?
Well, a fair amount, but not much. We understood how to cope with those. That was a great point. Stoppages. See, how do you deal with the stoppages? That was a big thing. And we used to deal with that quite easily.
Did you mix much with the local people at Clipston?
No, not a lot. We used to go into Mansfield. That's where, that was the town. We used to go to the theatre there. That's about all we did there. We weren't there long, I don't think. I don't know how long I was there. We were busy training. An intensive training program on this gun, you know.
What did you feel about going to France? Were you...
Well, I was quite keen. I was quite keen.
Why was that?
I don't know. Well, I thought it was the thing to do, you know.
Did you feel patriotic about the war?
Patriotic? Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. Oh, yes, I thought it was the thing to do.
What did you feel about the German enemy before you went?
Well, we didn't like them, you know. It was just a general sort of hate business of the Jerrys, you know. It was Britain for the British, and that was it, you know. No doubt about that, as far as I was concerned.
Which unit of the machine gun corps were you in?
Which unit?
Yes.
When I went to France, I went to a machine gun depot at Camiers, Camiers, near Etarp. Because that was brand new, you see. The machine gun corps was new. And I was... what I did was to... I was going to say I'd do a little bit of wangling. I wanted to get in the London Territorial Division, in which was the London Rifle Brigade. They were in the London Territorial Division of 56, and I managed to get in the 56th Battalion and the Machine Gun Corps, and went straight there when I went to France. I went there. That was the division I went in.
Which battalion were you in, did you say?
The 56th Battalion, Machine Gun Corps, which is the same number as a division, you see. This is a new idea. You probably know all about it, but the idea was to have these battalions of Vickers machine gunners instead of having a few of them in the infantry regiments. We had a battalion of them, and we were taught to fire on fixed targets, as opposed to the Jerrys, who they use their own machine gun, but they used to spray. I think you call it spray, you know, they used to swing round, you know. And during the war there, we learned when the machine gun was coming round, you see, and we knew, but with ours they couldn't tell. And at one time we used to do bang, diddly, bang, 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 bang. We were stopped doing it because the Jerrys did it and we did it. It gave your position away. So we stopped that. That's all. Well, that was the 56. But I was in the... it's in one of my notes I've got here, that when I went to Clipston, I was in the 14th Reserve Company, 3rd Reserve Battalion, the Machine Gun Corps, at Clipston in April 1918. That's when I went. I got a photograph of that.
But when you went to France, you were in the 56th Battalion.
No, when I got to France, that when we went to France, we just went to the machine gun base depot, and you were drafted to various divisions.
What can you remember about the journey to France?
Not a lot, except that when we got to, would it be Shorncliffe near Folkestone? What I remember there is we were billeted in these civilian places, you know, when we got there, and we were marched off in the morning down to the harbour at Folkestone, and it's known as the you march down to the harbour. I think it's a road of remembrance or something like that, and we used to march down there. And by the bandstand, it's still there, the bandstand. I saw it a little while ago. I mean, they used to sing Farewell Nelly, I'm Going Across the Sea. It was quite something when we went down there. We went straight over. That was it.
Did you get any kind of reception from the French civilians?
No, no. We landed in France and we went straight up a hill at Boulogne to it's a camp, a rest camp. You see, it was just a temporary rest camp until you were drafted out to the machine gun base depot.
This was the camp at Camier.
That's where it was. I've been to see that the other year. Can't recognise it now. I could just.
What was it like in 1918? That rest camp, was it a tent?
Well, it was just a camp in a field.
With tents?
Eh?
Tents?
What?
Tents?
Tents? No, I believe it was huts, but I won't be sure about that. I can't remember that. We weren't there long enough. It was a hutted place. I think I used to play if you wanted to meet anybody, you met them in the billiard saloon, in the billiard hut. That's about all. But we weren't there long enough. Of course, this was all new, wasn't it? I've got an idea that the date I'm telling you was when the Machine Gun Corps was formed. Is that right? Is that about right?
So then you were sent off to the 56th Battalion. Where did you go to then?
Arras. Near Arras.
Did you march to Arras?
Oh, dear. No, not all the way. Train, I think.
What did you find at Arras?
Well, it was trench warfare. You know, they dug in. We were dug in, and we were sent on duty in the trenches.
So, did you go straight into the front line?
Well, it would be. It used to go over the top from there. It would be, wouldn't it? Yeah. But I was mad keen there. What I remember, I don't know if it's any use to you. Somebody said, if you can get one of those planes down, the Jerrys were just beginning to fly planes, the same as we were, you get a month's leave and one thing or another. I had a pop with my machine gun. And then I got a sergeant nearly ripped me to pieces. Give all the sentry away, but I was mad on it. I got my gun and I had a go at it. That was it. And also, another thing there I remembered quite distinctly, another guard duty was gas. What do they call it? Not gas guard. You're on. You know, detecting gas. You know what I mean? If there's any gas about, well, I was young. I got a keen sense of smell, and I was smelling, and that's right. If you felt gas, you hit the gong. So I hit the gong. Oh, they came out and told me, oh, boy, you smell gas. When you're out here any longer, you'll smell gas all the time. You know, and there were nips of gas all over the place. So I had to shut up doing that. And that was my initiation to the front. I was keen, you know.
Were you punished by the sergeant?
Oh, no, he just told me off. Oh, shut up, you little fool, you know, you little... I'm not really punished, I was shut up, you know. I was only a kid, wasn't I, you see?
Can you describe what the trenches were like?
The trenches? Well, they were pretty good, I think. We used to sleep at night. And there were a lot of lice about. I remember mice crawling over you. You've got a little cap on it. You used to crawl down there when you were at night. But... when I think of it now, I didn't worry about it at all. We got on with it. It was trench warfare. We were on duty, you know, night and day, really.
Were the trenches dry or wet?
Well, they were dry, I think. I don't remember them being wet.
What month was it? Do you remember? What season? You said that you went to France in April.
When what?
You said you went to France in April. You said you were in Clipston in April. So what month were you in France, do you think? Would it be springtime or summertime?
Well, it must have been... I was trying to think how long we were training. You see, we had so many weeks training.
What was the weather like at Arras? Was it hot or not?
Uh, I've not much recollection of extraordinary weather, so it must have been mildish, I should think. We were all right. We weren't inconvenienced with wet or sun or anything like that. Not at that time.
Were you in the countryside or in a village or what?
We were in front of Arras. The nearest place I can remember where we used to go and rest was Dainville. Dainville. I don't know whether you know that at all.
Yes.
That's where we used to, that's where we were near. And the communication trench, you could get up into the front line in daylight at that time. From Arras. There's a big system of trenches there.
Who was on the attack when you went to the front? It was
spasmodic. It used to be raged by the Germans, and we used to raid as well. It was sort of at the moment it was static, and we were going for one another with raids.
Did you go on any raids yourself?
I don't think I did. I don't think. No, I didn't. No, I used to go on. Night time, we used to go out on listening posts quite a bit.
What would happen when you went out on listening posts?
Well, you used to pick up fellas talking, and we used to hear them talking the same as we were. They said, "It's a bit cold tonight, mate," and it was like us talking over there. And they were trying to find out where we were, and we were trying to find out where they were.
Could you understand any German?
No, I couldn't. No. But the German fellas that used to tell us, you know what I mean? There were certain German fellas who did understand German. They used to tell us what they were saying. And that was it. I've forgotten all that.
So the listening posts, you used to go out into no man's land, did you?
Pardon?
You went out into no man's land for the listening posts?
Well, I must have done. I can't be firm in my beliefs about that, but I must have done. I didn't go out there long, I can tell you.
Did you have any narrow escapes from the German shooting?
Well, those are the things that used to come at night. They machine gun you at night if you're on stag in your trenches, and you had to keep your head down. I know one or two chaps thought we were a bit windy, but they didn't keep their down. They got hit because of this spray business. You see, if your head was up, that's all. I remember one or two fellas got hit like that, but I didn't get hit. What I did get was I when we were out. In no man's land, that's when I got this gas poisoning. You see, there was gas shells, a few gas shells, and one or two.